I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Øystein Bodzvik, as far as we know, is the only man in the world to carve out a career as a professional tuba soloist. His performances show exceptional nuance as well as humor and other good things. He's in Eugene, far from his native Norway. He will be doing a solo recital in Bell Hall on the UO campus on Sunday evening at 7:30, October 27th. He'll also be out at the Ducks-UCLA football game tomorrow. And Øystein Bodzvik and his tuba are live with us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for joining us, Øystein.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, there's no way really to describe your playing with any justice at all, as well as playing itself. So what's the first thing that you'd like to play for us today?
I'd like to show you some new techniques that I invented myself, and let me just start by showing something called the double tongue on the tuba. As you probably guess, that's the opposite of single tongue, and when you go single, you say tu-tu-tu-tu into the tuba, like this. It goes so fairly slow, you could say, and then you do the double tongue, and it goes a little quicker. I discovered pretty early that if you play in the real low register, this double tongue, you get a very, very fun effect. So I'm going to show that to you right now. And this sounds more like a helicopter, of course, than a tuba. So, but it can be used for rhythmic effects. Like if you add a little in between those helicopter sounds, you'll have a great little drum set effect. Let's see. And I'm going to wrap this up by playing a little song that involves this technique. Some I made myself. It's called Fnugg, which is a Norwegian word meaning snowflake. All right.
Øystein Bodzvik live in the KLCC studios with Fnugg. He will be live at Bell Hall on the UO campus Sunday evening, October 27th at 7:30. Well, those are really unusual techniques. That sounded somewhere between beatboxing and Tuvan throat singing to me. There are elements of vocalization going on there and sort of chordal things. How did you discover those techniques?
I was having too much spare time. Actually, I grew up on the countryside outside a small town in Norway called Trondheim. And my friends were hunting moose or skiing. I didn't do anything of those. So I played the tuba instead. And I was playing around, found these techniques eventually, and they ended up being a good tool for making music.
Very much. It takes the tuba beyond its usual perceived limitations, for sure. How did you find the tuba in the first place? A lot of people's paths to their instruments are somewhat accidental, particularly with band-related instruments. How did you and the tuba first become acquainted?
It was an accident. I set out to start playing in the wind band in my local school. And in Norway, all the schools have a wind band that marches one time a year, and that's for the 17th of May, which is the national day. And then when I started, the tuba was the only available instrument. That was the only instrument I could play. So I got it, and I fell in love with the instrument, and the rest is history.
Your playing is so eclectic. On the opposite side of fanugue that we just heard, classical music. Let's hear one of the recorded pieces that you've brought with us. What would you like to say about the tuba in the classical context here?
This is a piece written by a jazz piano player, actually, but it's recorded with a classical string orchestra and himself on the piano. This guy has worked with guys like Chick Corea and Pat Metheny, and we worked a lot together, and this particular song is called Song.
Øystein Bajvik on KLCC. Øystein Vajdic on the tuba on KLCC. He'll be live in a solo recital at Bell Hall on the UO campus on Sunday evening. What's the source of that music? What CD is that from, and with what orchestra?
That is with a Norwegian orchestra called the Trondheim Soloist, multiple Grammy nominated, and the CD is called Fairy Tales.
I wouldn't imagine that there's very much repertoire written for the tuba. Is that true?
It used to be true, but nowadays it's a lot of people writing for this instrument, and not all is good, but there is a lot of good music, and we have full libraries of music.
You have taken the tuba into such unusual directions and such diverse directions. As an instrument, do you find that it has limitations? And if so, how can you turn those limitations into strengths?
That is a very good question. And I think the instrument is not really our problem. If you look at it's people's expectations, and it's really what the musicians are doing with it. If you go and listen to a violin concert and that guy is not playing really good, you wouldn't think of blaming the violin for that. You would, of course, blame the musician for not being prepared enough. Now, if a general public come and listen to a tuba recital that is not very good, they don't blame the musician, they blame the instrument. So it's the complete opposite. And, of course, since they blame the instrument, they will never get back and listen to a tuba recital ever again. So it's very important that when we guys play the tuba public, we do a good job so that we have the people come back and listen to it.
What will be included in the range of things that you'll play on Sunday evening at Bell Hall?
I would play a very famous American piece, Alec Wilder. He wrote a piece called The Effie Suite for tuba. Six short movements, real fun music. Then I'll play some Piazzolla. I'll play a song that I wrote myself called It'll Be All Right. And also a flute sonata by Bach.
Is there anything that you'd like to play for us live right now?
Well, I could show you some real fast music that we can do on this tuba. And this is a piece written for violin called Chardas by Vittorio Monti. I can play a couple of bars from that.
Great. Øystein Vajdic live on KLCC. Øystein Vajdic live on KLCC. Well, it strikes me that the tuba is a significantly challenging instrument from the perspective of breath work, both in terms of power and control. Is that the case?
Yes, you got to breathe a lot. That's true. But as a matter of fact, you use more air playing a piccolo flute than the tuba.
Why is that?
I think it's because you actually on the flute you blow a lot of air past the instrument,
mm-hmm.
where in the tuba you blow it into the instrument, so you don't waste as much. I guess that's it.
So you have a very efficient instrument.
That
in
is very
sense.
True. Yes.
Now I'm led to believe that you are going to the Ducks game tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I hear, and I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be quite the different experience in terms of the band there, and you've never been to an American football game before.
Nope, never in my entire life.
I promise you, you won't forget it.
No, they tell me that this is one of the best teams in the country, if not the best, and that they have come up with a new, real fast way of playing American football.
They have indeed. Yeah. So you will experience that if you're going to hang out with the band there, I presume.
That will be a blast, I think, the whole day. Yeah.
That will be a very different experience than your Bell Hall gig on Sunday evening as well. Your material seems to have been aided in getting out into the public eye because of YouTube. How has YouTube been instrumental to you in carving a tuba career?
Well, in many different ways. I've got a lot of, you know, serious gigs, like symphony orchestras hire me because they saw me on YouTube. But one of the funniest things was the TV show Dr. House. The producers of Dr. House, they made an episode where a tuba player plays so fast that he dies. And this episode was inspired by one of my YouTube videos. They actually called and wanted me to play, to be the tuba guy in that episode. But I was in LA at that time, but I wasn't available for that recording. So a good friend of mine did that instead of me, and he said it was hilarious to do that. So that's just one of the things. But, you know, I got a couple of million hits there on YouTube, and a lot of people get inspired by looking at these videos, like young kids playing the tuba, for example, to see a little bit of what can be done.
Could you have ever imagined growing up that your career, your professional career, would be what it has become?
No. Not at all. And for me, it has not really been about building a career. It's been about investigating what can I do. It's curiosity that drives me.
Uh-huh.
What can I do on this horn? And always try to challenge me to do something that I haven't done before.
And do you see challenges ahead of you in that regard, in terms of where you go next musically?
Definitely. I have some cunning plans on where to go from here. Some of it involves using more light on the stage. Some involves cooperation with new types of musicians. As a matter of fact, I'm going to a tour in India this Christmas with two other musicians. One is Hubert Laws, a famous LA
jazz
flute player.
Yes.
Yeah. And the other one is a famous Indian violin player. So we have this trio. We go on tour in India through six different cities this Christmas.
Wow, that'll be another interesting direction for sure.
Definitely.
There don't seem to be many limits, do there?
You know, I think the limits are in your head. If you have, for example, given me a violin,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only violin you've ever heard, you would have thought that violin is pretty useless, right? Because I can't play the instrument. But if you put it in the hand of someone who can and has an imagination and give it a couple hundred years, like they did to the violin, I think you can, well, the sky is the limit. So also for the tuba. We haven't seen nothing yet, to put it this way.
Øystein Vajdic, who will perform a solo tuba recital at Bell Hall on the UO campus in Eugene on Sunday, October 27th at 7:30 p.m. More information on the Bell Hall show at music.uoregon.edu, where the show will be live streamed on the web as well. More at vajdic.com and on YouTube as well. Let's close with just another piece of recorded music that you've brought with us. I appreciate you coming in today. What's the piece that we'll be closing with?
This is called Christmas Draws Night. It's a Scandinavian Christmas song with the full symphony orchestra, choir, and tuba.
Thanks again so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.